Good morning. This is Shad Marston, Ag Agent, K-State Research and Extension, McPherson County. Today, we will cover some gardening tips, give out some details about our county wheat plot tour, remind everyone of the upcoming farmers market, and go over the information for our annual Farm Safety Day camp coming June 9th. But first, for today's Did You Know, that tomorrow from 9:30 to 11, we have a Youth Veggie Garden Project. That is a free program for all youth in McPherson County who have completed kindergarten through fifth grade. Tomorrow morning at the 4-H building, participants receive several plants to grow throughout the summer. After growing and taking care of these plants, participants have the option of entering their plants and produce at the McPherson County 4-H Fair to be evaluated and to win prizes. Gardening is a great family activity that can teach many life skills. Come join us tomorrow morning, Saturday, May 15th, as there will be crafts, snacks, and other 4-H learning experiences. In my wheat news, whether you're a veteran wheat grower or an early career farmer, you'll no doubt find something you like and maybe even learn at our McPherson County Wheat Plot Tour next Friday, May 21st. We have three plots we will be touring on that day with 27 wheat varieties. This is an excellent way for producers to see and hear about what's available and what farmers in their own area have experienced with these new varieties, says Romulo Lolato, K-State Research and Extension Wheat Specialist. We will be visiting the three wheat plots, starting at the Patrick Plot at 10 a.m. along Highway 4 and the Marquette Road. The Golly Plot at 1 p.m., 1/4 mile north of 23rd and Cheyenne. And the Schrader Farm at 3 p.m. just east of 4th and Cheyenne in Inman. Please plan to spend part of your day at one of the plots with all the K-State Research and Extension Wheat Specialists and have your questions ready for them to answer on May 21st. In my gardening news, sweet corn is one of those crops that is only good for a few days, and planning now is very important. If you want longer periods of production, consider staggering the planting dates. In other words, plant a small block, wait a period of time, and then plant the next block. Though it is tempting to follow the calendar schedule, such as planting small blocks every week, it is better to use crop development as a trigger. If you plant by the calendar schedule, you may notice that the later planting often catches up with the earlier ones. Instead, plant the next block of sweet corn when the previous one is 1.5 to 1 inch tall. In my community news, next Saturday is the opening day of the McPherson County Farmers Market. Plan now to attend the market as it opens at 7:30 each Saturday and runs till noon. Check us out on Facebook to get all the details of the vendors and what they will be bringing to the market each Saturday. Each week on Facebook, we will showcase a vendor to highlight them and their specialty items that they will be bringing to this year's market. We are looking forward to seeing you next Saturday to kick off the farmers market season. Lastly, we'll be hosting the Farm Safety Day Camp for all kids on June 9th here at the Extension Campus. The camp is open to all 8 to 12-year-olds. A flyer has been sent home to all the grade school students from every school in the county that lists the details. RSVP is due back to the Extension office by May 27th. Again, this is Shad Marston with K-State Research and Extension, and I can be reached at the Extension office at 620-241-1523 with any of your ag questions. I hope everyone has a happy May Day.